CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. A major winter storm dumped a mix of snow, rain, and ice pellets on large part of Ontario on Tuesday as Environment Canada warned of another possible storm still to come later this week. Freezing rain, heavy snow, and possible flash floods were part of the forecast across parts of Ontario throughout Tuesday. Rainfall warnings were issued in southern Ontario, including Toronto, while large swaths of central and eastern Ontario were under snowfall warnings. Meteorologists, meanwhile, already had their eye on the next blast of winter weather headed towards Ontario. Rather than Tuesday's messy mix of precipitation, the storm predicted to descend over Ontario on Friday is expected to bring mainly snow, said Trudy Kidd, a warning preparedness meteorologist at Environment Canada. Fewer homes changed hands in Huron and Perth counties in 2023 compared to 2022. Janice McKay has the details.
Realtors in Huron-Perth saw home sales drop by 9.1% in 2023 compared to the year before. On an annual basis, home sales totaled 1,683 units in 2023. The Huron-Perth Association of Realtors reports 83 units sold in December. That's up 2.5% from December 2022. The annual average price was $624,333, which is down 6.2% from all of 2022. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay.
Stratford Police Service says two suspects have been arrested in connection with last week's smash-and-grab robbery of a local jewelry store. The Niagara Regional Police arrested two men on Thursday, January 4th, on an unrelated matter. They found the two men were in possession of items stolen on January 3rd from Paris Jewelers in Stratford. The 21-year-olds of no fixed address now face robbery charges in addition to numerous charges laid by Niagara Police. They remain in custody. Stratford Police say $135,000 worth of jewelry has been recovered. However, an unknown quantity is still outstanding, as are two suspects that have yet to be identified in connection with the January 3rd robbery. North Perth Council heard a presentation from United Way Perth Huron on Monday night regarding the quality of life, Perth Huron reports. Kristen Crane, Director of Social Research and Planning for United Way Perth Huron, says the reports are a wide-ranging data collection covering many factors locally that impact quality of life. In terms of data for North Perth, Crane says the thing that jumps out is the explosive population growth in the area.
The provincial population growth is around 5.8%, and North Perth was looking at an 18.3% population growth. So that's a huge growth that took place between 2016 and 2021, and it's well above most communities in Ontario. So there's a lot of opportunity in North Perth.
This being the fourth year of the reports, Crane says they decided to produce five different ones instead of one. All the reports can be found on the United Way Perth Huron website. Mitch Marner had two goals and two assists as the Toronto Maple Leafs earned an emphatic fourth straight win, 7-1 over the San Jose Sharks on Tuesday. Morgan Riley, Austin Matthews, Pontus Holmberg, Jake McCabe, and Nick Robertson also scored for Toronto, which snapped a three-game home losing skid. Martin Jones made 22 saves at Scotiabank Arena. Despite getting a first-round bye and the tournament's fourth seeding, Felix Auger-Aliassime of Montreal was bounced in his opening match at the ASB Classic on Monday. Daniel Altmaier of Germany needed 2 hours 31 minutes to edge the Canadian 7-6 and 7-5 on center court at ASB Tennis Arena. Chloe Primorano and Caitlin Kramer each scored 3 goals as Canada blanked Finland 10-0 Tuesday at the World's Women's Under-18 Hockey Championship. Sienna D'Alessandro had 2 goals, striker Zablocki had a goal and 3 assists, and Reese Logan also scored for Canada, which finished atop Group A with a 3-0 record and a 29-1 goal differential. Canada will face the loser of today's match between Switzerland and Slovakia in Thursday's quarterfinals. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.